This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We have the Meiritika Achnasis Archim of Avraham Avinu. Achnasis Archim, Avada, it's one of the great mitzvahs that we as Yidden cherish. Achnasis Archim. The parasha teaches us how great Achnasis Archim is. It's a chazal, it's a gemara. With an interesting observation, Avraham Avinu is talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Vayera Elov Hashem Beiloni Mamre. Chazal called this Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Vayera Elov Hashem Beiloni Mamre. And yet, sees Archim from far. And he drops the fact that he's talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and he runs to the Archim. And who are these Archim already? Arab, drei Arab von Gas, three Arabs in the street. And this hafle of a fella, this is to him the mitzvah of a lifetime, which he gives up. Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina for. Say Chazal, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, Gedoyla Mitzvos Achnasas Archim, Yoser Makbalas Pnei Hashchina. From here we learn, obviously, Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina isn't greater than Achnasas Archim, because you see Avraham Avinu is ready to leave the Kabbalas Pnei Shechina in order to go do Hachnasas Achim. What is the Lashon of Gedela? It's greater. And why is it greater? Gedela Hachnasas Achim, it's greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. It's interesting, we find in Chazal different Lashonis, different vernacular of how to explain when something is greater or takes precedence over another thing. We find the Lashon Odif. It's Gemara Megillah. Is Talmud Torah Odif? Is it more? The Gemara Megillah speaks about this mitzvah is Odif over that mitzvah. For example, Mevatel Talmud Torah Etzas Meslach Lashvayt Umeis Mitzvah Odif. We find the Lashon of Adif, we find the Lashon of Mevatlim, like I just mentioned, that we're Mevatl one mitzvah for another mitzvah. And sometimes we find the Lashon of Gadol, which is our Chazal over here, and interestingly, there in Megillah as well, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoiser Me'akrovas Tzmidim. So Chazal used different language to say that one mitzvah is sometimes bigger or takes precedence over another mitzvah. Sometimes it's the Lashon of Gadol, Gedoyla, in our case Gedoyla. Sometimes it's Mevatlim. And sometimes the Lashon is Odif. Notice it doesn't say Mevatlim Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. Notice it doesn't say Adif, that Achnasas Archim is Adif in the Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. It uses a Lashon of Gedoyla. And as we soon will see from the words of the Gedoli Balyam Musar, which all our Hashkafa come from them, maybe it's specifically Chazal chose the word Gedoyla over the word Mevatlim. But it's not Mevatlim Kabbalas Pnei Shechina for Achnasas Archim, but it's actually Gedoyla, as we will explain. Gedoyla Achnasas Archim Yoiser Mikabbalas Pnei Shechina. The implication is we're not talking about Mevatlim We're not talking about leaving one thing and going to the next because it takes precedence, but just one is greater than the other. What does that mean? I want to be marked in an interesting Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim has a shaila. Chofetz Chaim asks, was this the first time that Avraham Avinu does chesed? Says the Chofetz Chaim, no, not per se. I mean, his whole life, Avraham Avinu did eshel. Achila, Shina, Lina, Shtia, Lina. Avraham Avinu was chesed all his life. Yet all of a sudden, we celebrate Avraham Avinu's Meir Dikach Nasus Arachim over here. To the points of the Chofetz Chaim, we find that all the schusim that we have, the mon and the be'er, it's all because of this act of chesed that Avraham Avinu did. Frekt, the Chofetz Chaim, what is it about this act that because of it, more than any other acts of chesed that he did, that we were zeichet to so much? I'd like to read the words of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. It's an Avos Chesed, Chelek Gimel, Perik Beis, in the Haggah. He says like this, Kol ma she'osa Avraham Avinu l'malachim be'atzmoy, osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'bono be'atzmoy. Whatever Avraham did for the malachim, for the Orachim himself, the Rabbi Yisharim paid him back directly. But whatever he did, al yidei shliach, yukach no me'atmayim, he asked Yishmael to do it, and so it was returned to us only al yidei shliach. Sopte Chofetz Chaim, tzorich ladas. We have to understand v'chi b'shvil she'omar pam achas yukach no ma'at ma'im. Tzorich losis ma'im l'shishim ribi anosim meshech arboim shono. Because he said one time, Yukach no ma'at ma'im, so therefore the Rabbeinu Shlom pays him back. Shishim ribi anoshim, 40 years of water. He's getting a lot more than he gave. It's a lot greater. V'chei b'shul shenosa anchema v'cholov, nitzrach losis lechem u'mazin l'shishim ribi anoshim meshech arboim shana. Do you know that the Rebbeinu Shlom paid him back? Kifle kiflayim. Do you imagine how much he got in return for the act of chesed? Which is interestingly, the Chofetz Chaim is downplaying it. What was the grace? So he did it. And then he starts asking it in all his life. He was doing chesed. So what's so special about this act that we got all in return in the midbar? So many years of chesed. Say, Frek, the Chofetz Chaim. I would have said simply, here was with a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. He was a chayla, he was sick. You're talking about tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. And also we see how much he went to search the chesed, didn't wait for the chesed to come to him. Ananda licked in bed, he lays in his bed, crying, kapater, finished. But for some reason the Chofetz Chaim didn't hear this answer. Maybe it has a lot to do with the Chofetz Chaim. Maybe the Chofetz Chaim didn't see this as such a big chidush. To me, it's a meredik chidush. What are you? Avraham Avinu was chesed at the chayla mesukin. How dangerously sick he was at this moment. And yet, the Monsieur Snef, she goes and he does the chesed. The Chofetz Chaim says, why is he getting so much schar for this? His whole life is doing chesed. I have no other explanation than maybe just we don't know how great the Chofetz Chaim was. To him, Al-Kupanim, the teretz of the Chofetz Chaim is even a bigger chiddush. Chofetz Chaim says a chiddush, that he did chesed all his life, and unbelievable. But to who? Stoim, who was already around then? The people were rich, there weren't poor people. But here, You're talking about mamish hizmul and besoich achnas zorachim shalay yakiri kolin evroim shemi oilam. The Rabbi Shem said to Malachim and to them, he's doing chesed. Oh, that's his half of a fella. Did he know it was Malachim? And because once you knew it's Malachim, so it undermines the whole chesed. I don't know. It's a talmudic chavetz chaim. It's there. It's written in the chavetz chaim. It's here. It's nagar. They were Malachim Kedoshim. Ulein avid malayka shararchim shugal mem tamid. Vehechle ma vikirev oisim lemaay. Vim kein bezei yesh machshava. Vigam mais letoiva. Ulinavroyim chashuvim keelu chishva kush baruchu kol tircha v'tirch shaloi v'shilim aburum u'deiraisu v'boyim achrof. So, this is the shakla v'tari, the raid of the Chavetz Chaim. No, what's the shame? The Maisa Chesed? Yeah, it's a big thing. And they put his whole work into today. And it's true all his life he was doing Chesed. That's 100% true. But Machshav the Tayva Kashbachim, it's time for Lamaisa. And even though he himself didn't know that they were Malachim, Lamaisa they were Malachim. I need a Rebbe for this one. Don't really understand what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. And I'm very humble. Maybe the Chafetz Chaim was so big that I don't even know what he's saying. He's so in chesed that I... Chashtenisht. Ani Akotin, I'm going to try to give a teretz to this kasha. But of course, with the words of a different Chavshtikal Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim in Perek Aleph has a shayla. If you notice, we got punished, so to speak. We got punished. What was the punishment? Yukachnon atmayim. Because we did it al yidei shliach, Avram didn't do it himself, memeila, the Rebbeinu Shleilim paid back al yidei shliach. Frag the Chafetz Chaim. There's a mefurish halacha. You're not mevatel palmitera when it's efshel yasla de acherim. Avram Avinu is sitting and learning. Interesting. So what do you do? So the Chafetz Chaim is marich on this shayla. We know that every mitzvah, if it's able to be done through another person, is bishloim the stuff that can't be done al yidei acherim. Good. Avram Avinu had to stop everything to go do it. Bittel from Tere. When it was Esher, so what's the whole thing that he was punished for? So the Chafetz Chaim gives two terutzim in the Haggah in Perek Aleph, and he says, Kivon, he had to stop learning because he was busy with everything else because he had to take care of the Archim. So once you're ready not learning, you shouldn't have done it al yidei shliach. You know, I'd like to say, it's a Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi said. No, come, Mishnah Berurah. That since he's already anyway busy with the Archim, Memeila, no, you had to. Okay, so that's it. It's a taina. And then he says a second teretz, a pelach. Kivon she'archim ayin nechbadim b'yaiser. L'maiser, they were malachim, so they were chashuvim. And l'fi the chashivus, it wouldn't be shein, it wouldn't be derech eretz dik to send someone else to do it. Memeila was nechlal in the halacha of mitzvah b'yaiser mibishlucha. Yata maiser. Again, he knew they were malachim. L'maiser, they know they're malachim. Good. And since they were malachim, it's pastnished, it's shikanatzvei. And in their pastnished, and this that it doesn't, it's not changed, it's not der cheretz dik, it's not shenechit. Allah, mitzvah, yes, and mishluchet, it's a mevatel talmud tayyuf. Half of the fellow, see here, I say, we have two haras. Let's be clear, the Chafetz Chaim's hara. Hara number one, how did the ma'aseh of the Achnas Zachim in this week's Pasha bring us mon and bear and all this chusim and all this achim for years and years? It's not neither keneged mida. It's we got a lot more than what we gave. That's shayla number one. Shayla number two, how could there be a taina of yukach na me'atmayim if nachal anaisis? It was after us, someone else, you're supposed to be able to do it. The halacha always says, you stay, you can stop learning for a mitzvah. But if it was able to outside, they are chayim, you have no right to do it. So what's the time of yukach namat mayim? And he gives to the terutz because he's anyway busy in the kitchen. Terrace number one. Terrace number two. Psst, let me check. I'm a male of Abdul Talmud Teichu for Damecht. It's interesting. If you had to pass in a shayla, would you pass in that way? Psst, let me check. Psst, that was the chayim. Psst, that was the how many times we have guests by the table and we sit there with a sefer, the guy feels like he's a little stranger at your table. I'm not going to continue this. I'm nothing. I learned the words of the Chafetz Chaim, man. I'm humbled. Chaim is talking to us. He's telling us that the Cheretz to mechabit zaynat zveiten, to mechabit another person, outweighs the din. It's a klara mishtabura. It outweighs the din of Talmud Torah. I have shosai the acherim. It's not. Doesn't push off the Talmud Torah. This will push off the Talmud Torah. Why bechlal is g'day lachnas zachim yaisin kabbalas pnei hashchina? And what's the tain of yukach namat mayim? Like the Mishnah Berurah says, Chafetz Chaim, that no, he had to do it. He had to do it. And if he didn't do it, it was a tain. Could send someone else, and don't forget Ravei Thay, that Avraham Avinu sent somebody else. Rashi says, he was lazy. He rather slipped a second and he was lazy. His cheshbon was it was a time. He did it so Yishmael should also be about the Cheretz. He did it so Yishmael should also be about Achnas Zalchim. Share the mitzvah a bissel. Are you talking? You share the mitzvah. And with all the Cheshim and Vak and Talmud, no, that goes out. That's not Negev. Why? Mamai's episode, I eat COVID. You're talking about a sick man. You're talking about a kind of mensch. You're talking about a mensch. Shlishi Limilasi, the Rebbein Shem had to come visit him. You learn how Shlishi Limilasi mentions Mamish B'Sakana. You talk about the mentions in Sakana. And he makes a cheshbin, Yukach no me'at mayim, that he wants him to mechanech his son. And that's already a taina. Like this Chavetz Chaim, it's nisht, it's in gans in der chesdi, because why? L'maisa de'u malachim. Did he know the malachim? Did he even know the malachim? L'maisa de'u malachim. Chashuvim, how you'll ask me a kasha, what does he mean, the chlal, the Chafetz Chaim? I mean, did he know or he didn't know? And they all ask this kasha, the ingalach, they're going to come home Shabbos, your kids, and they're going to ask you this shayla. Did he know or didn't he know? Didn't know. So I'll tell you the terrors to that kasha. Even those that don't know, they know. The Chafetz Chaim zogt, as a malach kumt zu dir, wollt man schenken. Avraham Avinu would notice it. He'll act to them as if they're not. Abba Mimidvisan Asi Malachim. He'll tell them, I say, they wrote the Svarim on the Chafetz Chaim. So the person who wrote the Svarim, he asked me if he could take my notes from the Shurim, from the Yeshiva, if they could, and take out all the stories. I said, fine, it's not my story, it's the Chafetz Chaim. What's the Shailah? Kids, he wrote one book, two books, three books. By the time the fifth book came around, he ran out of material from my notes. So he called me up and he says to me, you got to get me more. Speak to your father, to your uncle. Yeah, you got to get me more maises. Because my Zayda learned the Rabbin for 13 years. That's right. So I asked my father, I said, Tat, Zok, Tmeps, Nachan, Mais. I says, I don't remember anymore. I told you everything about it. Kids, he came to me a few days later. I remembered Nachan, Mais. What's the Mais?
that the Chafetz Chaim was sitting in a sukkah, and he was having a conversation, a back and forth with somebody, a conversation. Yeah, Tanach. So the Talmidim who came to visit the Chafetz Chaim on Yontif, they hear that he's talking to somebody. They said, you know, let's wait till the person leaves the Chafetz, and then we'll go in. They wait. The conversation stops, and they're ready to say, now we can go in. The guy's not leaving. Nobody's leaving, and they're waiting. Finally, they had the chutzpah, so to speak, the courage to look inside. They look and say, there's nobody there. So the Zaydat, like the Ibizagin, this my father told me that in the yeshiva had been gesagt, Adel Chavetz Chaim red mit dem Spiesen. The Spiesen came to him and he's having a conversation with the Spiesen. Azayt is the nice. And I schick him the nice. I send it to him. Calls me back 2 weeks later. You have no idea this mice. I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And I asked Reb Chaim, can I print such a mice? You know, you print a book and you start writing. Reb Chaim told him, don't print this mice, because the darvot is nit pashtanim. Ich present lach glabis. I personally believe it. But I'm telling you not to print it. And I'm thinking to myself, what is this pshat in the mice? Because to Reb Chaim, it would happen. Someone like Reb Chaim, he can hear such a story. We think it's a Chamad Nenaisa. Yeah? What the Chavetz Chaim is fataiching, that Avraham Avinu couldn't have been, that he didn't really know. It's not possible. And you know what it speaks volumes of who? It speaks volumes about the Chavetz Chaim. That's Pshat Nisma'isa. The Chavetz Chaim, you're right, it was Arabs, but the Chavetz Chaim, it changed the world. Okay. L'maise, G'day Lach Nasach, and Yaisa, so what's the pshat? We have two kashas, so we have to work on answering these two kashas. So let's begin mit Ashtikale von Alte von Kelim. Shein wie Gold. Alte von Kelim sagt, du meinst, aber am Avinu sagt Nasas Achim, stand wenn am Meister von Nasas Achim. Sie gewinnt Kiddur Shem Shemayim. Avraham Avinu sagt Nasas Achim, was megale to the welt. Was es meint zu sein, a Yare Elikim. Und mit Meile, Gedeile, it's much greater than anything else, because the Tachlis Abriyah is to be Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Also he's not the Alta von Kelv. Eir HaShaz speaks about that the Yisoid Kalanikra Bishmi Chvayde Barasiv. So if a person lives that way, that everything he does is to bring out Kveid Shemayim, the honor of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and he says that's Pshat Zekeli. If a person behaves in a way that everything he does is for Zekeli, that's what his goal is. Memeila va'anveyu. Then the Rebbeinu Shleilam is exalted, and he ends the shmuyis. It's a beautiful shmuyis. You should look into it a little bit. And he says that people would say Baruch Alekei Avram, and therefore ve'ein kovet Hashem Yisbarach Yaisim Yizeh. The nimtze, so it comes out that he wasn't pegeyan kabolas pnei Hashchina. Fakelt. The opposite. He was trying to eat to Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. It wasn't the effect, you think it's a covet, aret mit the melech, he's talking to the king. Mit hamelech, excuse me, I have to go because Chaim Yankel texted me. I'll say that? Oh, excuse me. Childik, sorry, I'll take that back. Okay, I take it back. Good. Oh, but that's really what he was saying, right? The Alta Kelim didn't have text in his days, but basically this is what he was trying to ask. So excuse me, one second. I have to go, the Orchim are here.
And for the kash, the answer is the kash this way. The fakel tos is kabbalah aspnei shchina hagufa. So I guess gedoyla, it's bigger because it's taking the kabbalah aspnei shchina, the covenant, acting it out for the welt, and the whole world should see the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ayin sichais alta from Kelim. I'd like to share with you a shtickle in Itziv, Rabbi say, and then we'll go back to answer the kashas. The Netziv says the ganze shtickle teira of the Chavetz Chaim, the whole shtickle teira, actually asal the acherim, the ganze zach. But the Chavetz Chaim asks it mitzad teira, bittul teira, bittul teira. You're not supposed to stop learning, which means Avraham Avinu sitting and learning. The Netziv asks it mitzad a different mitzvah, very interesting mitzvah, and that's called Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Avraham Avinu at that moment was involved in a mitzvah. Shakua b'Eis Shoh b'Ahavas Hashem. And on this he asks, Ahavas Hashem? Ma'isa, if it's actually us, what was the time of Yukach Novat? Chavetz Chaim is asking it mitzad bittul teire, hilchas talmud teire. Honefrekt, as a nun, he's in the middle of a mitzvah called Avas Hashem. And now, loch is, a isig be mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. So, bishleim, if it couldn't be done through somebody else, so you have to stop the mitzvah maybe, because it's a mitzvah oiveris. And this is not a mitzvah oiveris, right? This man, he could still be mekabel pnei hashchina a different time. But if it's actually asa de acherim, so the mitzvah of Avas Hashem to be dovek in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Who talks like that today? Did you? I'm being Isaac right now in being dovek in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Can't be bothered. Isaac be mitzvah. I have a lot to talk about this today, but what do I want? I want to talk about the teretz to the kash in light of this tziv. You know what it means to be davuk in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, they say. Yes, we know Svarim talk about his baididus. It's good zach. We'll talk about it some other time. But there's a way to do it lemaisa. And that is to be mistabek bedrachav shel HaKadosh Baruch. That's also Dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You know, Rabbi, you want to feel the Eibishter. People want to attach themselves to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Chazal tell us how to do that, and that is his dabek b'midaisav. Ubay sidbakin. One of the drashas is to do what the Rebbeinu Shleilam does. Mahu rachum, avata rachum. Mahu chanun, afata chanun. You notice right after this, the pasuk says that the Rebbeinu Shem says about Avraham Avinu, ki yedativ lemana she yitzav es bon of his beis le'achrov v'shamru derech Hashem. What is derech Hashem? And the answer is v'alachta b'drachav. That's v'shamru derech Hashem. Avraham showed through his ma'isa of achnas esachim that he is going b'derech Hashem. He's being medavik. When atos meit chazal gedoyla achnas esachim yoyser mikabolas pnei ashchina, because it really is the same thing, but even more. It's a gedoyla in the kabolas pnei ashchina. Your person is mikabol the pnei ashchina. It's still not dovik to the shchina. It's kabolah in front of. But there's one step further up, I say. Unchap in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Boy Sidbuk. Chazala teaching us Gedoyla. Gedoyla. It's greater. Yoiser. More than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina means, yes, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I'm here. But then this Rebbeinu Shleilam, I'm hugging you, I'm with you, I'm together, mamish, boy, sidbuk, hand in hand. It's gedoyla. That's why Chazal used the lashon of gedoyla. And this answers already the kasha. Why were we chizoyche to so much? So much. Just because Avraham Avinu did this act, that act, did it. And the answer is, it's not me that can negate me. It's not that the Rav Hashem said, because you did A, I'll give you B. Because you mizdabik in the mid of the Rebbeinu Shleilam of Toiv and Meitiv and Rachum and Chanun, so you're zeichet to the gates to go to see the Rebbeinu Shleilam's full hatov. That's what Chazal was saying. A person who experiences the Rebbeinu Shleilam through hatov, so the Rebbeinu Shleilam's Meitiv with him to the ultimate, which is the Rebbeinu Shleilam's Hatava. So Vada, it's not, I did this and I got that. And then you have the Chofetz Chaim's Kasha. We got much more than what we did. When you're Toiv, then the Rebbeinu Shleilam will be native. Kala Merachem al Abriyas, Merachem Olav, the Hatava in return. Because B'midash Adam Maideid, I made it in Bay. Avram was a snaig b'midas achesed. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam showed him his ultimate fullest to the end of the extent of chesed, of hatov. And the male, of course, it's not equal. I want to end Rabbi Say in the next 3-4 minutes, but I want you to take away two things interesting, okay? How do we apply Lamaisa? So I don't know. Sorry. We brought a case where a person, yeah, the Shabbos table, the guest, can I tell you an interesting thing? When I grew up, I didn't know there was such a thing as Shalom Aleichem Friday night. I never knew. I never even heard of it. Never. When I went to camp and everybody started singing Shalom Aleichem, I said, I'm stamach chassidus shemenik. I didn't know what it was, but I never heard of it. I came home and I said, Zaidi, you know, there's a whole world out there that sings Shalom Aleichem. So what's going on? So he says, Kintai, I want to tell you. You know, the Chofetz Chaim had guests by his table, as we do all every Shabbos, all Daniyim, the Shtat, ate by the Rav. The Chofetz Chaim held not to sing Shalom Aleichem because the quote unquote, the Malachim aren't hungry, they could wait. The people can't wait. I just never heard of it. We never sang Shalom Aleichem. This minig of the Chavetz Chaim is brought in the Tshuvas, Rabbi Yisai. The Dvar Avram in the Shalos of Tshuvas, Chelik Beis and Beis, and the Haggah says that he heard a tremendous thing from the Chavetz Chaim. The Dvar Avram is called the Rav. A tremendous thing. What was the tremendous thing? That the Chavetz Chaim did not sing Shalom Aleichem Friday night. But he gives an interesting halachic reason. And that is, he brings down that if you make the ani, the poor person or the hungry person wait, you're over the Isser of Baal Ta'achar. Shalom Aleichem is a minik, Baal Ta'achar is a deraisa. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, Simiration Zayin Siv Gimel, that a neider, tzedakah, and he doesn't give it right away, he's over on Baal Ta'achar. I tried to search, why is this never in a Mishnah Berurah? And it's interesting, Mishnah Berurah never wrote about singing Shalom Aleichem. It fascinated me. And I found it rather an interesting halacha. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sharatzion mentions this nekuda. And he says as follows. There's halacha yimachuyiv, sukkahs by night, to eat a kazayis in the sukkah, what happens if it rains? So we all know the issue. And halacha requires us to wait till chatzais. And once Chatzos passes and it's still raining, then you could just go eat and go, boom. That's it. Comes along the Sharatzin Eilgen Chofetz Chaim and paskins on his own. If you're causing people to be extremely hungry and tired, It's a sharatzin, tof reish lamed tes, siv katan samach zayin, u befrat kishihizmin etzloi orchem aniyim, u mistam aloi achlu kol ayoyim, veim te'evim, lechay lu mitzdarim, ein loi lahamtin. You have no right to wait for the derais of the kizayis of Sukkot night. Rabbi Yisai, chavetz chayim. You know, sometimes we don't really understand Yadus. We have a picture of what it's supposed to look like and what it's supposed to sound like. But if we listen carefully to Gedolei Yisrael, if we listen to the previous generations, we get a whole different picture of what it is. So he says, why the B'manashach HaMitztayir Chayi B'vada Yochel Lechel V'yoyitz B'nei HaMitzvah Saseh V'mitztayir, he's Potter the Efsher Oid, and here is the key that I want to bring out, the Dvar Avram, the Efsher Oid, the L'inyan Aniyah, the Kaimi, since you have poor people there. Im Ya'akvei Milechel Yisura Nami Ika, you'll be over an Isser if you keep them from eating. The Heimen Mechuyavim Latzis Kaladeyis the Ikech Shash the Balta Acher. Here you go, here's your Balta Acher. Sharetz Hilchus Sukkah. You keep the poor people that you invited to your table from eating, you're over the Isser of Baal Ta'achar. Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina, Yid Malachim, Mechit Shabbos, Achtinu Sudasa, Chakal Tapuchin, Kadishin. It's all Emes. Yeah. Here's a Sharatzim. You got to think about that meal. And now let me show you one more thing, and this will end. Someone asked me on the way in, and it's a famous question, Avraham Avinu, if there's no Archim, there's no Archim. So what's the problem? What's the issue? But you got to invent Archim. You know, according to the Rambam, the story never happened. It was a chalom. It was a dream. The Rambam brings it down. The Archim never happened. You'll ask me the kasha, so how do you ever learn out from here? God, that's a good shailah. If you want, you can stay. I'm here. But you can have kindness afterwards, and then I'm going to be over Baal Ta'achar. Okay. So what's Takat Pashup Shat that Ramban? I'll just quickly throw it out. When a person thinks through the day, he dreams by the night. Avraham Avinu was dreaming for Achnasas Archim. Let's put it that way. Okay? He was dreaming for Achnasas Archim. But why do you have to dream if there's no, if they're not there, they're not there? And the Teretz is Havetai. Does it say, Mahu Merachim, Avatu Merachim? Is it about the act? Or is it about the Mida? Does it say, Mahu Merachim, Avatu Merachim? No. Mahu Merachim, it's who you are. It's not about the act. The mensch, da zayin rachmim. And rachmim means he searches to do rachmanis. He searches to be native. To the point that he's bizarre if he can't do it. That's mahu rachum, avat rachum. And then we could come and say, chidush with tzvei maises. It's a mitzvah shebegufay, maybe. Yeah. It's not about the act. Mahu rachum. Is it about that he went and he did this act of Rachmanis? No. It's about who you are. And then Efshali Asas al Yidei Acherim contradicts Mahu Rachum. Because if you're a Rachum, you don't feel good if it's Efshali Asas al Yidei Acherim. The Rachmanis is that you're the Merachim. It's not so much about what gets done, but it's about your ahava, the need that you have to do it. You earned yourself two beautiful maises. One a chassidish and one a leitfisha. The chassidish maises is from the Baditshava. It's brought down in Sipurei Chassidim that the Baditshava Shver was very rich. And when people came to the Shver, there were servants all over, yet the Baditshava, the son-in-law would go himself and prepare the beds and schlep the mattresses. So the Shver said, Eidim Tayyar, well, I don't know if it would happen today. Maybe today the Shver would say, all right, good, get to work a little bit. But all right, I'll upon him. The Shver says, what are you working for? I'll pay the guy $2, $2, rubles, and it'll get done. So the Badishva said, what? First you want to give the mitzvah Nasarchim to the guy, and then you want to pay him gor for that also? The Vilstachem Tzolim for them. It's mitzvah shivagufe. Tafsalim tan. Then I'll tell you, Mechitik Naisa from the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. I start with his words, I end with his words, and we should all live guided by his words. My elder fetter, Reb Zalman, is brought in the Me'eres HaGdeilim, Reb Chaim Zaitchik Zatzal, in his Svarim on the Chofetz Chaim. He has all those. He brings this beautiful story, a classic story, and also shows the Chofetz Chaim had a good sense of humor too. Interesting. Reb Zalman came to visit, my uncle Reb Zalman Sorotzkin came to visit the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim made his bed for him and said, so Reb Zalman said, Rebbe, was, I'll do it myself. Don't do it for me. I'll help you. The next morning, Reb Zalman was ready to go to Davin. He took his tefillin. He started, the Chofetz Chaim shows up next to him and starts helping him with the tefillin. So he says, well, he says, I don't know. You wanted to help me, right? No, I'll pop it on tefillin for you. What's the big deal? I'll do it. I mean, that's what you told me last night, right? You told me you want to take away my mitzvah, achnasas arachim, and you would do it. So you know what? I'll weigh your tefillin for you today. No problem. Avesai. Hashem Shalom. You hear Avesai? This is what Avraham Avinu gave us as this, the father of Chesed. We have chesed from a whole different angle of chesed. You know, Light also did a lot of chesed. We're stopping here. But remember, see the difference between Avram's and Light's. Our chesed and the world's chesed. It's Eina Daima. The lesson is, please don't put on tefillin for other people.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.